Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish, Tzadi Aleph, we are up to Siv Gimel. We are on the third line of page Samaches, the page following 134. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Im nimshecha seudas haboker ad sheyigia zman hamincha. If one's first suda on Shabbos morning continues and goes until the Zman of Mincha, so Yafsik HaSu'uda V'Yavarech Birchas HaMazon, a person should stop his Suda midway, he should bench, V'Yitol Yodav, and then he should wash his hands again, V'Yavarech Birchas HaMotzi V'Yisor, and then he should wash again, make a HaMotzi, and eat another Suda. Basically what the Mechaber is saying is, if your morning Suda extends into the afternoon, you should break it up in the middle and make it into two Sudas, and that way the second Suda will be the Shalosh Sudas. V'nachon hadavar, says the Mechaber, this is proper what to do. She'in lo haya osa kein, if one did not do this, me'achar she'nimshech l'sudas haboker ad osa shah lo haya yachol lechol achakach elo achil agasa. Says the Mechaber, this is the best thing to do, to split the morning Suda into two, because if you don't do this, but rather you're going to continue one Suda until you finish your achila, and then you're going to try to have another Suda later, the other Suda will be an achila gasa. The Ramah says, Aval mi sheyodeya, she'efshar le'echol achar she'yispalo mincha yim ha'tzibur, if one knows about himself that he's able to eat after he davens mincha with the tzibur, lo yase suda shlishes kodem mincha, he should not make his shalashudas before mincha. Miu im asa yotze, however he does it, he is yotze. To summarize the Mechaber and the Ramah and Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says if one is eating his morning suda on Shabbos, and it extends into the Zman Mincha, he should stop the Suda midway, bench, wash again, and have another Suda, it'll be Shal Shudas. Because if he's not going to do that, he's going to continue his Suda till the end. So then we're worried that when he has the Shal Shudas later, it'll already be Achila Gasa. But the Ramah says, one who knows about himself that he can finish the morning Suda, and then he can have another Suda later, he can handle it, it wouldn't be Achila Gasa. That is the best thing to do, so he shouldn't have to eat the Shal Shudas before Mincha. But if he did it this way, and he did it before he died Mincha, he would also be Yotze. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yudalud, he should stop his suda midway via varach brachas hamazon. The kasu ha'achronim la'achronim right. She'achakach yokum v'yelech ma'at bein time. He shouldn't just bench and then wash again right away. He should get up and he should walk a little bit to make a pause between the two sudas. V'hanisharim b'mekoma, but those who remain in their place, they just bench and then they wash again without going anywhere. Lo yotzu yudei chavas, and they are not yotzei their chiyuv. The havik is suda echas, that is like one suda. The kus of Abbas Yosef, the lo yidrosh b'rabim lasos kein lahasik suudasan, although this is the halacha, the Mechaber says, one should not advertise this halacha and announce that people should break their suda in the middle with benching and then washing again. Kevan shekodem chatzos ein rashon lahasik, since if you do it too early, it is not permissible. So ein akol b'kiyam is that not everyone is experts. We're worried if you're going to publicize this idea of splitting the suda, they're going to split it in the morning and they're not going to be yotzei shalashudas, because as we learned yesterday, shalashudas has to be had after the zman of mincha gedola. Sivkotan Tesvav, the Mechaber said the concern of not splitting the Suda, if your Suda extends into the Zman of Mincha Gedola, is that if you're going to go ahead and finish your Suda, eat another Suda later, it's going to be Achila Gasa. Ki kol zman ha'achila ha'itzdomcha psucha. So long that a person is eating, his stomach is still open and he's able to handle the food. Ma she'en kein achar ha'suda, which is not the case, once he ends his Suda, he stops eating, then already he gets very full. We're not worried that by benching in the middle and washing again, that will be considered a bracha shein etzricha. Kevan shemuchrach lasos kein mishum suda shlishes yetia kadin. Since he's doing it for halachic reasons, he wants the shalosh shudas to be done properly. Therefore, we're not concerned that this will be considered a bracha shein etzricha. V'zeu masha masik Ramah. That's what the Ramah ends off with and says. Aval mi sheyodeh, that one who knows about himself. So it's better to eat shalosh shudas later. Kedei lotzeis mechshash bracha shein etzricha. That way he could avoid any chshash of a bracha shein etzricha of pausing his suda in the middle of benching and washing again. Sivkatan tezayin. Aval mi sheyodeh, the Ramah said that one who knows about himself, he can finish the morning suda into the afternoon, eat another suda later for shalosh shudas. That is better to have shalosh shudas after mincha. Hainu. Shemishar benafsho, he evaluates about himself. Shilotia oz achiloso achilagasa. He understands that if he finishes his morning suda at 2 o'clock and then he washes for shalosh shudas a few hours later after mincha, he understands his stomach that will not be achilagasa. That is better to eat shalosh shudas achar she yisfal mincha sefkotin yutayin. Vafilu imchal yom tov b'motzoi Shabbos. even if that night after Shabbos is going to be Yontif, she'ev shelo lechol suda shlishes b'sof hayom kanog, in which case he's not really allowed to eat shalosh sudas so late in the day like he normally does. Sharei roi lo lihimonam lekboa asuda be'ev yontov kmo be'ev Shabbos. The person should hold back as it's getting closer to Yontif from eating a suda just like he's supposed to do before Shabbos. Mikomokom still, im yodea sheyuchal oz lechol al koponim kashir beitza v'yoser. If he knows about himself that he's able to eat at least a kebeitza and a little more, like we learned yesterday, kanal b'siv aleph, lo yechalek suda shachros l'shtayim, it's better not to split the morning suda into two. The Hayesh Omrin, the Osir Lasos came Mishum Bracha Shein Etzricha, because some say you're actually not allowed to split the morning Suda because of a problem of Bracha Shein Etzricha. Kosav Mogen Avram B'Shem Sefer Hasidim. Mi Sheyesh Lo Mazon Shtei Suudos Mitzimtzamos. One who has for Shabbos an exact amount of food for two Sudos. Vim Yichalkeim L'Shalosh Suudos. That if he's going to split that food that's exactly enough for two Sudos, he's going to split it into three Sudos. Lo Yia Lo Kol Suda L'Sava. Then each Suda is not really going to be so satisfying. It's not going to fill him up. Mutav Sheyochal Shtei Sudos L'Sava. It's better to only have two full Sudos. But again, if the morning suda extends till after chatzos, then he should do the eighths of the mechaber split into two. The mechaber tells us in this sif, because the ma'isa he will be filled up when he goes ahead and washes and eats the second suda. But one should not delay, ideally, until after Chatzos to start doing this, because then he's be mevatel oneg Shabbos by delaying his Suda so long. So therefore, better he should split into two regular Sudas, or he should split it in the appropriate way that it shouldn't be waiting too long to eat, and it shouldn't be extending too long, but then he can split the Suda. Says the Mechaber Vaidus of Dalad, Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish B'Suda Shlishis. One does not need to make Kiddush at Shalosh Sudas. Aval tzorech livtzoa al shteki karos, but he does have to make hamotzi on lecha mishnah. The Rama says v'im soed harbe pa'amim b'shabbos. If a person wants to have many suudos on Shabbos, tzorech l'kol suuda shteki karos, he must have lecha mishnah at every suuda. We don't say that he already had three suudas, so he doesn't need lecha mishnah. Every suuda on Shabbos requires lecha mishnah. Ulefachos lo yielo b'suuda shlishis pachos mikikar echad shalim. But says the Rama, at the very least, ideally, you should have two loaves at every Suda. But at the very least, at Shalosh Sudas, if you don't have Lecha Mishnah, you should at least have one loaf of bread that is Shalim. Umizeh Pashar HaMinag LoHakil. From here, the Minag has evolved to be lenient. Livtsoa B'Suda Shlishis Rak B'Kikar Echad Shalim. That people are lenient and they're not makbid on Lecha Mishnah by Shalosh Sudas. They only have one full loaf. Alvayesh LaHachmir Likas Shnayim. It says Rama, one should be machmir to have two loaves of bread at Shalosh Sudas as well. The Mishabura says in Zevkotan Yudches Ein Tzarech LaKaddish. The Mechaber said the first point, you do not need to make Kiddush at Shalosh Sudas. The Hainu Levarich Alayayin Kodem HaSuda. You do not need to make a bracha on wine before the Suda. The Itkish Yom Lelayla LeInyan Kiddush. We have a hekesh between the day and the night when it comes to Kiddush. Ma Laila Sagi Bechad Zimna. Just like at night, we know it's enough to have one Kiddush. So during the day when Chazal misakin they should make Kiddush, sagi nami b'chad zimna baboker. It's also enough to have one Kiddush in the morning. Aval shteki karos tzarech, but you do have to have at Shalosh Sudas two loaves. The kol ha-su'udo sha'odim so'ed b'yom ha-shavah shavos. Every Suda that a person has on Shabbos is equal. You must have lecha mishnah by every Suda. Kiddush, just like Friday night, is one Kiddush. Shabbos day is one Kiddush, and it is baboker. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion and Oz Tess, he writes, V'nirli Poshet, says the Chavetz Chaim, it seems to me obvious, D'im lo hoyo lo kos baboker, if a person did not have a cup of wine in the morning to make Kiddush, Tzorech lahader lekadesh kodem ha-su'uda b'su'da shlishis, then he should make up that Kiddush by saying Kiddush before Shalosh Sudas, dumya the Kiddush shalayla. Just like we say by the Kiddush at night, im lo Kiddush, tzarech lekadesh kol hayom kulo. We said if you don't have Kiddush Friday night, so Shabbos morning, you make the Friday night Kiddush. So too says the Chavetz Chaim, if you didn't have Kiddush Shabbos morning, so at Shalosh Sudas, you will make that Kiddush. If you look at note number 18, the second paragraph, he points out, Let's say you had no wine to make Kiddush in the morning, and you also had no wine to make Kiddush by Shal Shudas, but after Shal Shudas, while it's still day, you get your hands on some wine. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, you have to make Kiddush then. And you would have to make sure that Kiddush will be a kiyum of Kiddush Makom Suda, either by washing again, or having mezonos, or having the proper amount of wine, like we learned earlier. Sipkotet new test, pochos mikikar echad. So after the Mechaber said you have to have Lecha Mishnah, and the Rama said that you have to have Lecha Mishnah at every Suda you have on Shabbos, then the Rama said, but at the very least, have one full loaf of bread at Shalosh Shudas. Says the Mishaburi Yutes, to be Yom Shishi Yorad Hamon Lekol Echad Shnei Amorim. On Friday, the mon fell for everyone two portions, two amarim. Umikol omer asu shtei kikaros, and each omer they made into two loaves. Hare arba lishnei amarim. So for the two amarim that fell on Friday, they had themselves four loaves for Friday and Shabbos. Ochal echad bi'erev Shabbos. They ate the first loaf on Friday. The echad b'leil Shabbos, the second loaf they had Friday night. The echad b'boker, the third loaf was Shabbos morning. Hare nishar lo rak echad shalim l'suda shlishis. So in the midbar, they only had one loaf left over for Shalosh Shudas time, and therefore the Rama says over here, at the very least, Shalosh Shudas should have no less than one shalim, because that's l'maisa what they had for Shalosh Shudas in the midbar. Sifkat and chaf, it should be shalim. V'im ein lo, if he doesn't have a full loaf of Shalosh Shudas, dai beprusa shehi kabeitza. It's enough to have a piece of bread that's the size of a kabeitza, plus a little bit. The kanal b'sif av, like he saw in sif aleph. The afal gav the mitzvahs lecha mishna ein lo, because even though he doesn't have a kiyum of lecha mishna by only having a piece of bread, mitzvahs su'uda miya kiyum. L'maisa, he is makayin the mitzvah, su'uda Shabbos, it's two separate things. One is a su'uda Shabbos and one is lecha mishna. Just because you don't have two loaves or even one loaf doesn't mean that you're exempt from the su'uda Shabbos. Have the su'uda Shabbos without the lecha mishna. Sipkotan chof aleph. The Rama ended off and told us that from here the minhag has evolved that people only take for Shalosh Shudas one full loaf. The Rama ends up, but one should be machmir by Shalosh Shudas, he should have Lecha Mishnah. Says the Mishabura, V'chein roi linhog lechatchila, that is the way one should be nog lechatchila, to have Lecha Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas. Ki asvara harishona hi ha'ikr, the first shita which will be brought down in the Mechaber and the Rama in the beginning, is the ikr shita that you always need Lecha Mishnah. V'tov lahadir levarech alayayin tochasuda. One should try to see to it that although we learned there is no Kiddush before Shalosh Shudas, but one should see to it to drink wine during the Suda. And if you look at note number 19, he explains, Mekor Hadinu Barambam. The source of this idea of drinking wine during Shalosh Shudas is from the Rambam. Shekosav, the Rambam writes like this, V'tzorach lukboa kol suda mishloshen al yayin. You have to be koveya all three sudas of Shabbos on wine. V'kosav akesav mishnah, the Keshav mishnah writes, She'ena kavona shiyakadish gam besuda shlishis. The Rambam doesn't mean, says the Keshav mishnah, that you must make kiddush at all three sudos. Elo sheyishte yayin besol sudasa, but rather you should drink wine during the suda. V'chein bira mishabura l'kamon, mishabura is an explain that well that way later as well. Shechayuvo hu beemtza hasuda. The chiyuv we're discussing over here in the Rambam is in the middle of the suda to have some wine. Ubishtei asudos harishonos chiyuv zehu mulvad hayayin shekiddush lav. According to the Rambam, besides the wine that you had for kiddush before the suda, there is also an inyan to drink wine during the suda. So during Shalosh Shudas, it's obvious during the suda there's no kiddush, but the other sudas you should also have some wine during the suda. He goes on to say that the shir that you have to have is whatever shear you want. It doesn't have to have a certain size, but there should be a little bit of wine that you drink during the suda. Continues the Mishabura in the middle of Sefkot and Chav Aleph. V'in ein lo lecha mishnah l'kol lecha me'amasub, but if each person at the suda doesn't have his own lecha mishnah, nochon linhog, it's proper to be knowing. Shezeh shebotzeah, the one who makes the hamotzi for everyone, yichavein liftor bebirchas hamotzi kol hamasubin, he should have the marvelous hamotzi to pater everyone that's there. V'gam yomar lahamasubin sheyichavnu sheyetzu bebirchasu, he should also tell those who are sitting around that they should be mechavein to be yotzi with this bracha, kedei shekulam yetzu b'lachamishnah, that way everyone can be yotzi with lachamishnah. I'd like to end the shiur with one bir halacha. The last one on page Samaches, the Ramaskul Fachos, Lo Yellow Pachos, Mikikar Echad Shalom. The Ramah again said that you should have no less than one Shalom at Shalosh Shudas. V'im Yeshlo Shalom V'gam Prusa. A person comes to Shalosh Shudas, he has a full loaf and he has a slice of bread. Poshut the yivtsa suda zo al akikar hashalim. So at the Chavetz Chaim, it's poshut, he should eat the whole roll at shalosh sudas and not just have the bread. The prusa yaniach al sudas mulav malka. Save the piece of bread from mulav malka. The suda zu chashiva harbe yoser misudas mulav malka. The suda of shalosh sudas is much more important than mulav malka. Af shegam hi mitzvah. Even though mulav malka is also a mitzvah, shalosh sudas is much more important. So if you have a choice to have the shalom at shalosh sudas or mulav malka, for sure, says the Chavetz Chaim, have it at shalosh sudas. Save the regular piece of bread from mulav malka. V'yesh anoshim shechoshim lehepach. Some people think it's the opposite. Mulav malka is more choshev. V'toin bazeh. They're making a mistake about this. If you look at note number 21, he's masgir a little more. Ubatama Dover Kosova Kamon, the reason why Shalosh Sudas is more important than Mulav Malka, we'll see later on, Shez Din Shalosh Seudos Hismichu Chazal Al Psukin Kemosha Kosov Khan, like we learned yesterday. The Ilu Mulav Malka He Rak Mitzvah Ba'alma. Shalosh Sudas is based on a pasuk, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, is a discussion. But Lamaisa, it says Hayom three times of the month, that teaches us three Sudas. So Shalosh Sudas is learned out from a pasuk. At the very least, it's an asmachta to a derabbanan, but it might be a daraisa even. Mulav malka is tam, it's a mitzvah ba'alma, v'lochein, and therefore, im yesh lo basar or dogim v'tzimtzum. Just like we saw by the shalom, but so too if you have meat or fish, that's exact, and you don't have enough for both sudos. Kosov b'sharat zion shom shemutav liyafos b'em eshalosh sudas shebishabbos. It's better to have the davar choshev that you have for shalosh sudas and not to save from malka. We'll stop here and continue with Mitzvah Shem with Sivhei tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.